Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
We are working with Bus Éireann this year, but we are encouraging users to get on site early and offer free entry on the Thursday at 4 o'clock if they take the bus. We're asking people to be mindful of the waste and what they're bringing to site and to kind of reduce that as much as possible. If you're buying any new things, take them out of the packaging before you come. As people are coming in the door, in the gate, sorry, we have a team on place that gives out bin bags as well, and then during the weekend we also have a team in the campsite engaging with the customers, saying, you know, like, keep your campsite tidy, use the waste recycling points. Then also we're also encouraging people to bring their own reusable water bottle, reusable coffee cup, and just kind of reducing the waste as much as possible. We're trying to audit every kind of generator use, because sometimes, you know, you might plonk, let's say, like a 100 kVA generator, like a large generator, but the output of it mightn't actually be that amount. Like, we mightn't actually use that amount. So we're just trying to see if we can audit it this year, see how much is given out, and then look towards having a more kind of greener energy option in the future. With our waste management, so if it's in the arena, last year we introduced a two bin system with just compostable and also with kind of an everything else. So like all kind of recycling materials that can be brought in. And then also into the campsite, we had a general waste area and also a recycling waste area, because we found it's quite difficult to segregate the waste as much in the campsite. So within the arena, we have the two bin system. So into the compostable bins would go all your food and drink items that we kind of give out and sell. So like the coffee cups, your plates, your cutlery, you know, pint cups from the bars. And then into the all other items would be the aluminium cans and any kind of, you know, a crisp packet or anything else that you might buy on site.
I suppose Spree, I mean, we do acknowledge that all companies, regardless of their industry or size, you know, needs to make an effort in sustainability and need to change some of their practices and things that may not have been, you know, the things that we may have been acceptable 30 years ago are really not, you know, are not acceptable now. So we've made a good few strides in trying to improve our sustainability out here. I mean, I have a few examples. Obviously, the parade is a great one. I mean, we do use a lot of recycling materials on that. That would have always been the case with the parade, where materials, if they can be resized, redesigned, remodeled, they would be, and they'd go back into circulation again. In terms of the festival, I suppose people would have known we would always have done a big glossy brochure and we would have like tens of thousands of copies of that going around. We actually don't do that anymore, so we've kind of taken advantage of the digital marketing. We use a lot of digital marketing now. We've reduced our paper a lot in that way. We don't do posters, we don't do flyers. We do a minimal brochure now this year, and actually for 2023 it's just going to be available over the festival weekend, and it's just a fold out, it's just general information, so it's not the big brochure. I know people miss the big brochure, but it's really I mean, you just don't want to see them all filling up in everyone's green bin. Obviously, we'd issue bottles of water to our volunteers. Now, we don't actually do that anymore, so they get a reusable bottle. We work at Waterford City County Council to put in the standpipes. So basically, the bottles are refilled, and we'd encourage the public to do the same, to bring their own cup with them, not to be buying the single-use plastic bottles, and just use their own bottles when they come in. And I think people are kind of well used to sort of doing that anyway. Obviously, with our traders, that's all separated. All that waste is all separated. We work at Waterford City Council on that as well, in things like generators, like this year now. We've reduced our use of generators. There's no generators in the parade whatsoever. It's all electric. And also with the generators that we use, we've changed them now this year, so we'll only have two generators, and they're actually running on, it's like a vegetable fuel or whatever, so it's not, there's no diesel on them at all this year. So a couple of things like that make a difference. Obviously, all our lights are LED, equipment is switched off if it's not being used. You know, they're kind of small interventions, but I think all those small things can add up to make a big change really in the end. So we're asking them to use public transport if they can, try and not bring their private cars into the city if they can help it, so the public bus will still be running and come to the festival that way. Obviously bring their own bottles if they want to get water and stuff like that at the festival, and to check out the information that's all online. All the programme, the performers, the grids, all the festival information, it's all online. We will have obviously our information booths if people want to inquire about certain acts or when things are on or locations or anything like that, they can do that. But all our information, like I said, is on our website, on our socials, so use that.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.